Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Happy Peace-a-thon week to all who celebrate. You've got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Oh man.
And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I'm doing great, Alec. The Cowboys victory means that all the haters can shut up. That's always a good feeling.
I'm sure there will.
I guarantee you there won't be any haters texting in today.
My God.
Because the haters know that they have to shut up. And that's the fun part of this whole
thing.
I have
terrible news for you.
If you're a hater, you can text in, but don't make it personal, all right? Because that's when things get really wrong.
Okay.
That's when Kevin will be like, yeah, here's the address to the station. Come up here and I'll show you.
We don't want that.
Alec, we don't want that because I've seen it happen before. And
not with me.
It's not a good thing.
That's Sean Salisbury's deal, man.
Hey, we weren't supposed to.
Oh, in case you ever wonder why I didn't ever work here anymore.
Jeez. Back to you,
what?
Alec. Oh, where's my water?
That was like 15 years ago. We're not allowed to say.
I left my. Oh, that's on the other side over there. Yeah, man. This is it's the rain this morning. Couldn't even bring me down. Not at all. This is awesome.
That's good.
A peace-a-thon is on its way. Great times. Alex even happy. B, Cowboys won. A&M won over the weekend. UNT.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a great weekend overall, except for the Rangers. You know, like losing those Rangers players kind of tough.
I was going to say, depending on your who you root for in sports or how you feel about Marcus Semien, I also think we need to redefine what a blockbuster trade is.
What do you mean?
I don't think Marcus Semien for Brandon Nimmo should count as a blockbuster MLB trade.
It's a pretty significant trade.
Is it?
I mean, A, it involves the Mets, so that's big. Because it's in New York and everybody cares about New York.
So two teams that were trying to trade problems that they thought had underperformed for one another.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
And then B, Marcus Semien is a World Series champion.
That's true. But we're finally not living in 2023 anymore. So
good. This is a different time for the Rangers fan.
Indeed. Now, go ahead and give me cut number 6. Obviously, we are going to talk all about those Dallas Cowboys, and this might have been the most spectacular play of the game.
Prescott on second down, back and runs up out of the pocket. Runs to his left, to the 10, to the 5, cuts to his right, somersault at the goal line, touchdown! Touchdown for the captain! Touchdown, Prescott!
Un-freaking believable. So we're going to break down all angles of this game. But what I really want to ask is,
are you going
to
go my way?
Yes. When did you think the Cowboys had lost? And did you turn the game off? Because if you look across social media, it's nothing but negativity. And I understand you were down 21-0. You look god awful. You shot yourself in the foot time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But When did you think the game was over, not in the Cowboys' favor? And did anybody out there turn it off? Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053.
Well, Kevin, let's go to the notes, all right?
Oh, hold on. Pause. Alec, do you think we need to update the chart?
Uh-oh, Alec, you're not in queue.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, well.
Oh, now I am.
There
oh,
he okay. is.
Yeah, I think we do reaction. Need to update the chart, yeah.
Guys, you can now refer to the chart where the Cowboys are here. They are now mediocre.
He's got a new chart.
They are mediocre now, ladies and gentlemen, and if they beat another mediocre team this week, they can move to the above mediocre area. Because, Kevin, as we say on this show, when presented with new information, you can absolutely change your mind. The old information is what it is. Doesn't mean like you have to continue to believe it. This is new information, meaning you've added new players to this team. You have a different group that's now playing on the defensive side of the ball. And you have a defensive coordinator that feels confident in the way that he can do this. So, yes, refer to the chart. You are now mediocre. And I did post that, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
But in my notes, I did stop writing thing. WTF was Dak seeing throwing into double coverage. So right around that time was when I stopped taking notes.
Oh, that was in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, that was double coverage, dude. What was he doing there? But it was the Brandon Aubrey missed field goal that made me go, okay, if I can't rely on Brandon Aubrey, and I can't truly rely on anything.
Right.
And so that was the moment that I was like, time to go make dinner. Because Adrian was going to dinner with her birthday friend. They have the same birthday or something like that. So the two girls went out and had a good time.
That's
and I was
nice.
In charge of dinner because I wanted to make steak because I like steak. It's a great vitamin. And so I was making steaks. And Kevin, I'm standing in the kitchen and I can hear, and I can hear noises. And I'm like, what is going on in there? I kept peeking my head around the corner. Cowboys have scored another touchdown.
Right.
Cowboys have done this. Cowboys have got the ball back. And I'm like, I can't watch this game anymore. I have to stay in the kitchen for this game because...
That is how it works.
Yeah. Once I left the room, they started playing better. So that was where it was. But it was the Brandon Aubrey thing where I was like, that's it. That was our chance to really give ourselves an opportunity. And I was done there.
From the... excuse me. From the 682 Turpin fumble, I turned it off. But then I turned it back on 5 minutes later. From the 972, not going to lie, I wanted to turn it off before that touchdown, before the half, but it kept me hooked on with a little bit of hope. From the 469, I turned it off and back on two different times. From the 210, yeah, I decided to take a nap when it got to 21-0. So you can thank me for changing the luck.
Hey, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you on all of that. It was, and the Turpin fumble was right after this, I do believe. But for me, it was the Hurts design touchdown run. And I wrote in my notes, obviously this was inaccurate, but I wrote Hurts design run touchdown, 14-0, and it feels like the game is over.
Yeah.
Just because of all the mistakes.
They could do whatever they wanted.
Yes.
Like they could do anything they wanted to do.
Yes. And I would not have predicted that the Cowboys defense would eventually turn into the 85 Bears out there and just have punt after punt after punt. Alec, was there a moment when you thought it was over, or were you like this person from the 956? I didn't turn it off, but I went to go do yard work and listen to it on the fan instead.
Oh, I like that. Being double productive, I like it. It wasn't even a scoring play for me. You know that pass down the sideline to Devontae Smith where it felt like he went full Matrix mode?
Yes.
That catch, that was one of those where you can't even be mad just because that's such a skilled play. That told me that this guy is ready to be better than anybody you put out on defense today. And I just said, you know what, screw this.
And like, his own teammate, he was like, I want to be better than A.J. Brown also.
Exactly. It's amazing that they hate each other, and yet they were both so good and so effective yesterday. But, yeah, that Devontae Smith catch, and somebody on the sideline, one of the photographers, got the most insane pictures of the ball right when it hits his hands, and he's off the ground. Not a single part is touching the turf, and he's just levitating, making that catch. I'm like, how do you defend that? You just can't.
Yeah.
Even when your defense is playing pretty decent so far, and going into the second half, you looked like a better defense. You still couldn't stop that man. Devontae Smith irritates me.
From the 817, when it was 21-0 and my wife and daughter walked in and offered to check my blood pressure. From the 682, I turned it off at 21-0 and back on after halftime. I needed a half-hour refresher for my wife's sake.
Somebody texted in and said, and I've seen multiple people say, I stayed locked in the whole time. I always believe. I never lost faith. And guess what? Congratulations. I'm proud of you. That's amazing. And you know what, Kevin? Late in that game yesterday, as they were making that final drive, I started telling myself, why am I always telling Kevin to believe in the A&M Aggies?
Right.
Yet here I am doubting my team.
Oh.
Maybe I need to start having more faith, because every time I let the doubt creep in,
yeah,
the Cowboys falter. And so I said, screw it. There late in the game, I did say, I'm going to believe that they can make these plays. And by God, Javonte Williams makes one of the best blocks of the year to give Pickens that catch over the middle to set up for the Brandon Aubrey. Like, that was an amazing block. And like, there were plays that were very important to this game. We'll get into all of them today. But that play right there was a moment where I said, I'll believe. And Kevin, I don't think I'm going to stop believing for the rest of the year.
See, and I really love that, because Dak talked about it. He was like, hey, you got to believe, believe, believe. And then Tyler Booker in the fourth quarter is like, hey, you got to believe. And Dak's like, yeah, I know. But like, in a positive way. And it was really in a positive, not a sarcastic way.
Duh.
But for all the people, because I think there's a difference. Like, I stayed locked in on the entire game. I watched the entire game. I never turned it off or anything like that. But I hoped. But I didn't think they were going to win by any stretch of the imagination. I would love to tell you that I went to Underdog and got the craziest of odds to predict that the Cowboys would win this game. I did not, because I did not think they were going to win the game by any stretch of the imagination. But I always hoped. And so I love the people that were locked in and they're like, oh, yeah, I knew we had this. From the 469, I turned it off after they went down 21-0. All the penalties and mistakes were pissing me off. I did a chapter of homework instead and then turned it back on after
the
half.
Cause that's very fair.
Yeah, because I can't stay away too long. And that's the thing about sports that you love, right?
Sports.
Is it's probably going to go this one way. But if it goes the other way and you miss it, you feel like you missed everything. And Corey, mm-hmm. I feel like this is a text we get usually at the beginning of every Monday show. You might need to have the chart ready. From the 469, the Cowboys still aren't a great team. Isn't it a bit sad that you are so excited about having a 5-5-1 record, which still puts them out of the playoffs? I'm sorry. And normally we shouldn't do this. And I'm sure you're a great person. This is a stupid text.
Stupid.
Why in the world are you even watching sports if you're not excited about beating one of your rival teams in what tied for the biggest comeback in Cowboys history? If you can't be excited about that less than 24 hours after it happened, why in the world would you ever watch sports? Because it doesn't get much better than that comeback. Mm-hmm. So you tied the franchise record. It's only the fourth time it's ever been happened, and this franchise has been around for 65 years. It's only the fourth time you've ever made a 21-point comeback, and you did it at home, first home game, after one of the players on your team died, and you did it over your biggest rival. And you shouldn't be excited about that? That's stupid. Now, other things that you're talking about being 5-5-1 and being in the playoffs, I feel like we've been very clear about that. And the Cowboys still aren't a great team. Show me what it says on the chart. By beating the Eagles, they moved up from sub-mediocre to mediocre. Where in the run of this segment or this show have you heard us say that the Cowboys are a great team?
I don't even have great written on the chart, by the way.
Because
you don't even get to great. You go straight to elite from above mediocre.
Yeah, because you have it. So I'm just saying, like, what is the point of watching sports if you're not going to celebrate?
So I did see an Eagles fan earlier who was like, hey, this is your Super Bowl. We get it. And I was like, all right. So that's where they stand on it.
Yeah.
And as Cowboys fans, that's where Cowboys fans are. They hate this team. They're the kid from the Jets that hate the team because they were born into it. And my mom was texting me during the middle of the show, too, or the middle of the game. Corey, I'm really legitimately starting to think about rooting for another team. But down 21-0, right. She's like, I'm literally ready to do this because I can't do it anymore. And then by the end of the game, she was like, can't believe I thought that. She was like, I'm still actively considering. She's considering free agency. But that's, they brought her back into the fold last night. Yeah, no, that game was fun. You should be excited about it. Wake up this morning, be excited about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shake the haters off, move on about it. Because like I said, Kevin, the haters weren't going to be here today. Not
right.
for me. I'm not
right.
letting that in, Kevin. Don't let the haters in
okay.
on you.
Then I'll point this out, because I think this is a very fair thought. When Brandon Aubrey missed the field goal, I said, it's just not our day.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, like an interception, it happens. Fumble, it happens. Brandon Aubrey missing a field goal at home, that doesn't happen. I mean, it could happen, but it doesn't happen. And so when that happened, and it was, this seems weird. What was it, 50, 51? It wasn't like the field goal was 70 yards. Those are the only field goals I ever think he might not make, especially at home. So when he missed that, and he just pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh gosh. That is when I also thought, it's not your day.
Yeah, and that might have been the proper reset moment for this team.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because from there on, they kind of needed to be almost perfect. They needed to be more aggressive.
Yes.
They needed to be more everything. And they got that. Maybe it was, Kevin, maybe it was the moment where everybody looked at Brandon Aubrey and went, that dude's human.
Yeah, we're done.
We better pick him up. We better pick everything up
and
have each other's back. And they did, and I appreciate that.
From the 2-4, and this is the kind of confidence I like. When the Cowboys were down 21-0 yesterday, underdog had the Cowboys at plus 1150. So essentially 11.5-1. So I said, F it, threw down $10 and ended up winning $111.50. I love it. I did a similar thing with the A&M game because sometimes that just makes it more fun. But this was remarkably similar to the A&M game in terms of you come all the way back. And then the decision, I was fine with not kicking the field goal on the first drive. I really was. But not kicking the field goal when it was 21-21 perplexed me to no end. And I thought, this is going to be like that stupid trick play A&M ran against South Carolina and fumbled the ball. And you're like, wow, you came all the way back and then you blew it with some nonsense. It is remarkable. Much like we talked about how the Stars and Mavs pretty much on back-to-back days lost and it felt like they got jobbed last week by the refs. This felt remarkably similar to me to the A&M South Carolina comeback. Except the biggest difference here is you were doing it against a team that fundamentally everybody said was better than you.
Yep.
And that's what makes it even more impressive. Because at least A&M and South Carolina, they're like, well, South Carolina's not that good. You should win this game. Consider this. Philadelphia going into this game had 8 wins. The 4 teams you had beaten earlier this season combined had 9 wins. This is a far, far and away step up in competition of anybody else you've ever beaten.
You've beaten this season. So, Kevin, what's the thing we call it whenever this team wins the Super Bowl, the next team that beats them now is technically the Super Bowl champion?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that's called. Is that the Cowboys? I mean, Philadelphia was essentially the best team in the NFL.
But they had
lost. And the Cowboys just beat them.
Yeah.
So does that make the Cowboys now the best team in the NFL?
I do not believe technically
it
does.
The theory of relativity, I believe it is.
But you know why? I know it's not the case because I looked at the chart. You don't have them on the top line. Only way.
You know exactly where they are, guys.
It could be they're mediocre.
They can move to above mediocre this Thursday.
But seriously. Think about where we've been in this season. Is there any chance you thought that this Cowboys team was going to be at mediocre?
Nope.
Me neither. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll dive back into the game, of course. But Jerry said something afterwards. He said, I hope these fans are as proud of these players as I am. Are you proud of the Dallas Cowboys for their giant comeback win? We'll do it next right here in The Fan.
Hurts in the gun on 2nd and 17. Snap is back. They're looking to push the pocket. Little shovel pass to Barkley on the left side. Ball came out as he was tackled by Clark, and the Cowboys have a fumble at about the 35-yard line.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, one of the things that Brad Sham said right there, I think it's a really good point, and you saw that a lot as the game went along. It was another not stable pocket for the Eagles. Now, it is true, earlier in the game, did I go back and count that Jalen Hurts had 8 seconds to just stand around because we got no semblance of pressure on the play? Yes, that is true. But I do think as the game went along, you started to cause a lot more chaos in the pocket, even if it didn't necessarily like result in a sack, like when Jalen Hurts did his stupid toss throw that wasn't close to anybody, and you're like, I guess it's better than taking a sack. But I thought that was a big part of that play as well.
Oh man, yeah, dude. As the game progressed, this bunch got a lot better at pressuring the quarterback.
Yes.
There were throws very similar to last week when Geno Smith was like, I just have to get rid of the ball. Actually, there was one play specifically that was exactly the same as when Geno Smith just threw one out of bounds one time. And that happened yesterday. And that was the biggest factor, Kevin, in I think yesterday's comeback was the fact that they were able to do that. It altered the play calling for them. They couldn't run the ball effectively, really, either, against the Cowboys, which we're not going to do it consistently. We feel like our best approach is to pass against this team, and that fed into the Cowboys' defensive front saying we can pin our ears back and go. So that was a huge benefit for this team yesterday. Was the pass rush woke up, and Quinnen Williams a great addition to this, man? Like that push in the middle right now is really becoming one of the signatures of what this defense starts with.
Now, Jerry said something after the game that I guess I hadn't thought about in this context. I was just so freaking pumped that they won. Is Jerry said, I hope these fans are as proud of these players as I am. And so I thought that was interesting because we had talked last week, maybe I think it's last week.
About being ashamed.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you tie for the biggest comeback in franchise history against your hated rival and all of that, are you proud of this team? And I promise you, we will talk about CeeDee Lamb. We'll talk more about all the self-inflicted mistakes that they had. But I see a lot of people from the 817. Yeah, I'm proud of them, especially because they were doing it for Marshawn. From the 214, you're damn right, I'm proud of them. They never gave up. And I just see a lot of people that were proud of the Cowboys for yesterday. And I think I am, too.
I desperately want to know what Shoddy said at halftime. Like, what message was it that made that team go, you know what? We got 2 quarters. and we are within striking distance of this sucker. Because whatever it was, they looked like a different team in the second half. There were still some booty moments, but yes. Maybe it was the fourth quarter alone. They looked like a different team.
Except when Ferguson dropped the ball and then it rolled out of bounds, and I was like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, that was... yeah, that was they look like a different team. I really want to know what was said at that point.
By the way,
I am proud of what they did.
Corey, if you want, from the 251, we have a listener from Switzerland right now. And that's freaking awesome.
I need to mark that on the list now. So Japan, Switzerland, England, Germany.
Do you think they are indifferent about the game? They just don't want to really pick a side. They're like, hey, not screw you guys. You're going to deal with this even more if you don't pretend.
You just said that they're neutral.
Yeah, because they're in Switzerland. It's a very famous neutral country.
Mm-hmm. And whole cheese.
That's a good point.
And chocolate. Don't they have a good chocolate, too?
Yes, and watches.
Oh, and don't they have the good chocolate hot cocoa? Miss Swiss or something like
yes.
that?
Yes, Swiss Miss.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's good, dude.
No.
From the 682, I'm putting my ticket in for the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
Don't.
Paul Worth from Worth Collecting, he loves everybody, but sometimes he gets irritated at Cowboys fans and their excitement level over seemingly meaningless triumphs. And he sent me a text yesterday. He goes, here, I went ahead and did the work for you. And it was flights to Santa Clara. And I was like, well, hey, guess what, D? We already go there because of the radio station. So what? Sarcasm rejected.
There are a couple things of note. Dak, congratulations on proving me right yet again. As Kevin, I feel like 10, 12 years ago, whenever his career started here in Dallas, I said he's going to break all of Tony Romo records.
And you've really seen like that pick up the pace in the last three weeks.
Yeah, it took time to get to this point. Sure. But he is going to be the passing king for the Cowboys. Now, very much like Tony Romo, he's missing something that puts him in the category of Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach. Yeah. His pursuit of it, though, I have no doubt, like that's what is on his mind, and that's his pursuit. When I hear Troy Aikman talk about Dak, the thing that he always says is, every time I talk to Dak, all he is focused on is winning, and that makes me respect him, because that's Troy Aikman's approach to this,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So, like, that's that feeling. And then for the crowd that is in the... Listen, I know CeeDee Lamb struggled yesterday. For the crowd that is in the go ahead and trade him away...
Can't do it.
Because George Pickens is having the best season of his career.
I'm not here to dispute that.
I will say that three things are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True. There are three great motivators in sports. Fun babies.
Mm.
Revenge. Which, think that George Pickens isn't getting revenge on the rest of the league for not believing in him right now.
And the Steelers. He's probably enjoyed their
fall.
Yes,
he is. Oh, you got DK Metcalf? How's that working out for you? And contract season. I'm not saying that it'll never play like this again. I'm just saying, do not get caught up in wanting to keep a guy when he's having a career year and a contract season.
And the only thing I would say about CeeDee Lamb...
Keep it up, George Pickens. Thank you. Keep going. Be that teammate, dude. Be that guy.
You realistically can't get out of that CeeDee Lamb deal until after next year, and even then it's kind of a pain. I'm just talking about the boring financial dollars and cents of it all. Now, I want to go to Jalen Hurts, and I know there are a lot of people who believe that the Eagles are primed to fall apart. Jalen Hurts said, hey, man, we got to find a way to finish the game. We've got to find consistency in what we do. Definitely the tale of two halves. I think we would all agree with that. Actually, I guess maybe I would say the tale of 25 minutes and 35 minutes, right? Because you saw that little sign of life from the Cowboys at the end of the first half. And then I thought, well, the Eagles get the ball first. I'm sure they'll smash out that hope. And they definitely did not. And he goes, we got to own this one. Let it light a fire in us as a team and stay together and move forward. And I think that's going to be a really interesting part of the regular season. What happens to the Eagles from here? Is this like a galvanizing moment for them, like when the Rangers lost to close out the 2023 regular season? Or is this going to be the match on what feels like a soaked in kerosene stack of logs already that just sets that fire ablaze for the season? I don't know. I would love to see the Eagles collapse, but I don't know which way that's going to go.
Yeah, I mean... This for the Eagles specifically, that group has got to figure out why Jalen Hurts is not playing the best ball. Playing ball that he was playing earlier. Is he not seeing it? Is the offensive line giving him extra pressure that he doesn't need? Is it just the play calling that's a little bit different? There's a lot of things that could be problematic in that group. I think losing to Dallas makes that fan base want to fire Sirianni, even though he is where he is at the moment. They're like, get rid of him, he's a bum! And you're like, he's got you to this point right now. You're going to win the division.
Right.
And they're like, I don't care, he didn't beat Dallas. And like that's the vibe that is going to be going on, not only on the media up there and the fan base. They're going to trash everything because they lost to Dallas.
Sure.
That's how concerned they are. That's how little brother syndrome they have. Is that they're like, oh my gosh. So whenever that's going to be, I don't know that it's going to burn this thing down. But that team isn't perfect. And no team in the NFC right now is perfect.
Ew.
There's not a team in the NFL. By the way, Kevin, just saw Ian Rappaport say Trey Smith, guard for the Chiefs, is out, ruled out for the game on Thursday.
Man.
That could be a positive for the Cowboys.
That's three in a row that you've caught a break on the other team's starting offensive lineman. That is interesting.
Yeah, from the 4-6-9, Corey, the Cowboys need both receivers, so stop it.
And we can have that conversation another day.
What did I just say?
I know. I am with you on that. I've seen a couple of people say
Tom Brady's not very good.
Yeah, I think I'm indifferent, believe it or not, to Tom Brady, the broadcaster, because I don't always lock in a whole lot.
You know what he does a lot of, Kevin? He does a lot of offense, defense. Look at this offense, defense. It's like, do you know any of the dude's names? Just give me one of the defensive linemen's names.
Offense, defense.
He's like 97.
Yeah. But a lot of people are crediting Schottenheimer and saying there's no way they think McCarthy would have been able to do that. And once again, if you're making the comparison to A&M, Carter has talked about that a whole lot. Elko is one of the reasons they won. Do you think that McCarthy would have won this game. I know that's like wildly speculative and we can't prove it one way or another, but a lot of people are like, I don't think McCarthy wins this game.
McCarthy was a player's coach because he cared about their health. The players did respect the fact that that dude, like, he wouldn't make them work too hard during practice because they were checking the GPS on their bodies. I think that Schottenheimer has a true connection to these guys. And Kevin, I think that goes to what Tim Brown was telling us the other day. He knows that he needs to push a button this way because he's talked to this player enough.
Right.
I think McCarthy was like, my system. And I think Schottenheimer's like, I got a good system, but to get the most out of people, I got to know the people. And that's not going to ever change about him. He wants to know what makes them go and what fires them up and what brings them together and how do I get these guys to all pull that rope together? And I think that I agree. I think that whenever times are tough, you lean on people and what their emotions are and how you can use those emotions to go do something special. And whenever times were tough yesterday, I think he leaned on the ones that he knew he needed, and he called upon them, and they stepped up for him.
And then from the 817, again, we'll have this conversation more in depth later. Could you restructure CD and or Dak's contract to be able to afford Pickens after this year? I will tell you this. If the Cowboys want to keep George Pickens at the price he's going to be at, they can do so. So that's a positive. You know how we were talking about the stars and like if Jace Robertson continues on a tear and he's on a tear in the postseason, I am not entirely sure how they're going to be able to afford that. The good news for the Cowboys is if you want a long-term deal, GP, you can absolutely make that happen.
I would just say this, Kevin. One receiver has 42 catches, 573 yards, and 5 touchdowns. The other has 67 catches, 1,054 yards, and 8 touchdowns. One is DK Metcalf, and one is George Pickens.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going
to
lie.
Now, DK has to play with Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. I get it. They're not quite Dak.
We are getting to the point where I'm really thinking about it, just in a bubble, in terms of this season. I'm trying to think if there's any receiver right now I would rather have on this team than George Pickens. And I don't mean long term. I don't mean for the money. Nothing else. Just how he fits on this team. I think I might rather have George Pickens on this team than any other wide receiver
in the
NFL. That's right. Just because of how well Pickens fits in this system. And I know people are going to get mad, and that could be an insane take. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, saying goodbye to Marcus Semien and a lot of the Rangers World Series heroes. Next on The Fan.
Adolis Garcia sends him the other way. That sends Carroll back. He's at the wall, and the legend grows! Adolis Garcia wins game one!
God, what a great call. And one of the two epic home runs from the greatest game in Texas Rangers history. Now, we're going to get back to the Cowboys in just a minute. But saying goodbye to Marcus Semien and a lot of the other Rangers World Series heroes. Because even before the Semien deal took place, and it is locked in now, you're trading Marcus Semien to the Mets, and in return, you get Brandon Nimmo and $5 million. Part of the reason for that is the overall amount of money still left on Nimmo's deal is higher because his deal, I believe, goes through 2030 versus Marcus Semien, whose deal goes through 2028. And Brandon Nimmo had a partial no-trade deal, but him and Jacob deGrom were previously teammates, and word on the street is that they talked, and so it seems like he's probably happy to be coming to Texas. But even before that deal got made, Corey, you knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, mm-hmm. But you did end up moving on from Adolis Garcia and Jonah Heim, but also in that mix was Spores. And of course, Spores responsible for getting the final out in the World Series that led to the epic Eric Nadell call. And MLB trade rumors, this is not always an exact science, but take it for what it's worth, is those four we're going to, going through arbitration, we're going to cost you about $20 million total.
Okay.
And one of the things that we know about this team is they're not necessarily looking to spend a whole bunch of money. And even though the overall money for Brandon Nimmo is higher per year, I think it's like $5 million less per year, give or take. So even there, you're saving money. And then you're not having to spend $20 million on a quartet of players that, like, let's be honest, it kind of feels like they had been largely phased out.
Mm-hmm.
But those were some of the key players. Adolis Garcia and Spores were pretty far up the list in terms of World Series studs.
Yeah.
And playoff studs, I guess I should say.
Yeah, and then, so do these moves, Kevin, allow you to create space for Pete Alonso so you can have the most of the Mets?
I have said this a couple of different times.
How many more Mets? DeGrom, Nimmo, Alonso.
I would be...
Lindor?
No.
Lindor for Seager straight up?
I would have to look at Lindor's contract.
See, this guy. It's not about, like, oh, I love this player. It's about contracts.
Because do you want to deal in a fantasy world where we're like, oh, no, we'll get this player? Or do you want to deal with the cold, hard facts of what could actually happen? And I hate to tell you this, but I cannot envision a world in which Pete Alonso signs with the Rangers. If he does, I'll be right here to be like, oh, good call, Kevin. I'll use that same voice against myself, and I'll point out that I was stupid. I don't see a world in which they get Pete Alonso,
okay.
But I don't think you... I think you can look at all this, and you save probably about $26 million for the year, and I don't think you got any worse at all.
Somebody just texted in and said, is Nimmo good?
Yes.
And I will go back to, I believe it was 21-ish, maybe a little bit before that. I was like, that dude can play on my team anytime. Because he, like, max effort defense kind of
yes.
guy. He goes out there, he makes great plays in that area. Secondary is what I was about to say. Out in the outfield.
I got it.
He puts his body on the line, but he also, like, he can make those plays. And I was like, he's a pretty good hitter. Now, as far as home runs go, the last 3 years, 24, 23, 25. Kevin, he had four straight years of 800 OPS and better. And then it was 727 and 760. Is that a decline, or is that at 32 years old?
Yes.
And it's going to be continual?
Correct.
Or is he going to find special,
I think you're going to continue to see.
All right.
Now, the good news is, I thought in 2024 he was particularly not good, and I thought last year was a lot better. But here's the thing. Like, if you really want to boil it down to what happened in this trade, you traded a problem player from the Mets or a problem player from the Rangers.
Whoa. All right, hold
this
on.
Is gonna be
now we have to have a discussion. No, we have to have a discussion. We have to have a discussion.
Okay.
This absolutely has to have has to be discussed.
Tell me.
You said the word problem.
Correct.
What was his problem?
On the field problem is what I'm more focusing on. But, you know what? Screw
no,
that.
No. Like, on the field, he was declining.
Yes.
He wasn't hitting, Semien wasn't hitting the same way.
Correct.
And he still wanted to be out there and treated like the player that he was in the past, that won you a World Series. And he wasn't a vocal leader. He was a watch me leader. And if you're a watch me leader and you're doing that, that is a problem for the organization. I do feel like there was that locker room, that clubhouse wasn't completely together and tight and, you know, best of friends. We've said this, you don't have to be, but a clubhouse where you're spending 162 games together, you're spending a lot of time together. Some other teammates need some other things, and you kind of have to be that guy that guides them sometimes.
Yes. Look, and I realize what the bottom line war says, that Marcus Semien had better seasons. And obviously, to a certain extent, you need to factor in Marcus Semien's defense, of course. But the batting average just this last season, and this is where war is kind of wacky to me.
What is it good for?
That's right. In this case, it feels like absolutely nothing. Do you want me to say it again? Okay. So Marcus Semien had 15 home runs and 62 RBIs. Brandon Nimmo had 25 home runs and 92 RBIs. Batting average, Marcus Semien, 230, OPS 669. Batting average from Brandon Nimmo, 262 with an OPS of 760. So his numbers offensively are significantly better than Marcus Semien. Also doubles 27 to 16. But Marcus Simeon's WAR was 0.6 higher than Brandon Nimmo. So if you look just at the WAR, I can see how you'd be like, ooh, worst player. But if you think what the hole in this team was is more productive at bats and more statistics piled on that can lead to actual runs and RBIs, then you got to feel like this is a good thing for the Rangers.
Yeah, the defensively, Adolis was great. Defensively, Semien was great. A lot of these guys had exceptional defensive years. That wasn't the problem this year or the year before.
Yeah, your defense was bad.
Offense was terrible.
Correct.
And so the Rangers, now listen, are there other things at play? Absolutely. And when I say other things, there's a lockout season coming. Be prepared. That's going to affect this.
There's a good chance you get one more year of baseball before we hit that.
And so there's planning. Guys like the guys at the top, Kevin, planned 10 years in advance. Cowboys are five, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe three, maybe as the wind blows. They sat back and looked and said, we have to be better offensively despite how good we are defensively. And this is a move where, like you said, saving money can be a thing too.
And from the 817, I want to make sure I say this right. I'm going to read the text. I will be able to do that right. Semien was a player that played every day without having to take days off like other divas, not to mention his defense. Not his fault. They overpaid him. I hear you on that for sure. So I would say Marcus Semien and maybe other players, it did kind of feel like at times the clubhouse did not all have a unified vision of how the team should work together, both on and off the field. And I think Marcus Semien had a very distinct point of view on that, which I respect for sure. Like, if you have a point of view and you stick with it on that front, I respect that. And it didn't necessarily vibe with everybody else. I do not think that that makes him a diva whatsoever. I'm not saying that. But if you have two kind of opposing visions of what the clubhouse should look like and how that should impact the team, sometimes that's a problem. And I don't think the percentage of relevancy to this trade is zero for that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there, too. Somebody said, can we afford Bichette?
No, if
you're asking, can we afford?
Probably not. We're market price.
We got to figure out. Yeah, we got to figure out
we're
some
not a
trades.
We're not a market price franchise.
Yeah.
So whenever you go and you see that the fish is listed at market price, if you need to ask what it is, don't get it. That's the Rangers. And like we can talk about this way more, but can you help me understand why a lockout is coming? There is the Cliff's Notes version, Corey. Tell me if you agree with this. There is essentially thought that the owners are finally going to push for a set in stone real deal salary cap. And that right there feels like a non-starter.
Yeah, for the players especially.
Correct. And so, and I also agree, it's not an overpay when you brought a World Series title. Now, like, this is for tomorrow and moving on. Is Corey Seager next? I know people got mad at you for tweeting that out. I think it's a valid question. I will never think that you overpaid Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, any of those people, because you won a World Series.
Yep.
So I'm fine with
But now you got to try and win another World
Correct.
Series. And they don't believe that they can do it with this current group. Now, the reason I ask.
Correct.
I heard things about Marcus. I also have heard other things.
Right.
About another players.
Right.
So that's why I asked the question.
Look, I feel like we've desperately tried to tell people for the past several months, Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien,
what was my combo
Jonah
platter?
Heim.
On Friday, my combo platter was one of your favorite Rangers is going to be gone.
Yes. And guess what? Probably at least two, maybe some people for three. We tried to tell you that this was coming. And I
winter is coming is what Kevin has always said.
Don't think either one of us disagree that this very well could not be the end of it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. But also, what do you need from Monday Night Football to win your fantasy football game? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.